Buffalo Bills draft pick in 1999. He was the fifth-round pick out of Nebraska, and he has now embarked on several different career paths, including possibly broadcasting. Jay Foreman is on the line with us right now, Bills draft pick from Nebraska. Jay, how are you? Thanks very much for being on the show with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. You just came back from NFL boot camp, broadcast boot camp at NFL Films last week. Before we ask you how that went, tell me how you got there. What about your interest in broadcasting? You've done a little bit already, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been trying to get into actually that particular boot camp for almost 5 years. I was denied, I think, for 3 or 4 years, and I just kept at it. And as every year I got denied, I was fortunate enough to reach the different channels with different teams that I played with and do whether it was a weekly show or get on TV and obviously get the reps I needed in order to be successful in getting into the camp. So in that case, I just kept at it. I used the same attitude as I used, when I was a player. You know, obviously I was a fifth-round pick. I wasn't a first-round pick, so I had to, outwork a lot of people, and that's what I did to get there. And now, I think I have a couple opportunities, I call them soft opportunities until you get your, signed, sealed, and delivered, but I think it was well worth the wait.
People should note that it is difficult to get into that broadcast boot camp, right? There's, I think, what do they have, 25, 30 spots open, right? 25?
25 total, 19 first-year broadcast guys and 6 advanced guys. So the advanced guys are guys that were at the same boot camp that I was at for level, and then they went on and either they're working full-time or part-time at a radio station or a TV channel or something like that. So they're trying to make that huge leap up into – I guess the big time, and so they're on the cusp of where they're at, and it's very, competitive to get in. Hundreds of guys get turned away, and I know the feeling when you get turned away, but I'm just happy I got in this year.
Jay Foreman, our guest, he is a former Buffalo Bills linebacker, 3 years with the Bills, 3 years after that with the Houston Texans, and Jay, you've been in and around the Houston Texans broadcast team for the last few years, haven't you?
Yeah, I do a weekly show on 6:10 a.m., it's pretty much the Houston Texans radio show, and then I do with the different TV networks down there in Houston, when I'm down there. And then also I've done some periodic work with Comcast Sportsnet, with the Houston affiliate. So I'm just trying to, every time I either go to training camp or, a weekly basis with Houston or a team I used to play with, I'm trying to obviously, hone my skills, but then also get out there as much as possible.
What aspect of the football broadcast business do you like, Jay? What do you see yourself doing?
Well, I really enjoy, in studio analyst or game analyst, just because that comes natural to me, because I had to really outwork and outstudy people. And you had to, to be able to articulate a play or articulate a player or give a, an insightful story, that's really second nature to me. So I guess, I wouldn't say the easiest, but the easiest spot for me to slide in would be one of those two. But I also like interviewing people, getting to know people as well. So, it's we covered everything that you could think of as far as being in the media. Some things I was, new to. And, one of the things I never had done before was, reading off a teleprompter. And so that was a pretty cool adventure. And once I did it a couple times, I got wasn't as intimidating as at first I thought it would be.
Jay, they tailor these the broadcast boot camp. As you said, they cycle you through different aspects of broadcasting, right? And you get pretty much hands-on instruction from some very accomplished people in the broadcast industry.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough. James Brown was there, Kurt Menefee was there, and then they had Quentin Carter from Big Ten. They had a guy from Fox. They had another couple guys from ESPN, CBS, and NBC. And as soon as we were, as soon as we did an exercise, say we did an in-studio analyst, they would record it. They would break down each take, and then they would ask us what we liked or disliked about it, and kind of you measure up your notes. And so you get instant feedback, kind of see where you're at. But then also they put you in pressure-packed situations to see how you perform as well.
And they give you, I would imagine, a resume tape you can take and show people when you're done, right?
Yeah, most definitely. It's actually NFL Films is editing it right now. And, they'll send it to us, and then that would be something that we'll be able to send out to people. And obviously, having the NFL Films and NFL Broadcast Boot Camp on your media resume is always good.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, of all the instructors you had last week, was there anybody who stood out, anybody you thought was really on point and had the most that you could learn from?
One of the things I would say, they all were great. And you know, I think James Brown and Kurt Menefee, especially James Brown, because he was out there talking to us a lot and telling us different stories, telling us about his struggles, which was really, really, you know, insightful to hear, just because now you see him on TV as a finished, polished product, a veteran, the icon of the sport. He was a Jay Foreman or somebody like Jay Foreman at one point in time. So it was really good. I really enjoyed him because as famous as he is and such a big star he is, he's very, very humble. And he's willing to help everybody as well.
We're on the line with Jay Foreman, former Bills linebacker. He just came off a stint last week at NFL Films in New Jersey at Broadcast Boot Camp, where 25 players, current and former players, go to get indoctrinated into the world of NFL broadcasting. Jay, you've been out of the game for a couple of years, and you've had you're pretty successful in business. Tell us what you do to make money these days, aside from broadcasting.
I'm a vice president in a type 2 medical device company, so we make a product that helps guard against heat-related illnesses. So that's my main nuts and bolts. And then also I just started a nonprofit called the Foreman Foundation. And our big thing is we donate and also we raise funds and awareness for diabetes, just because, my dad in particular is a diabetic, plus many people in my family as well. I don't think there's not enough awareness, there's not enough funds raised to hopefully, you know, either find a cure, but then educate people, especially the ones that don't have the funds or the insurance to go out there and get the things so they can live a long, fruitful life versus a short life or a shorter lifespan that sometimes happens when you're a diabetic.
And you do all this out in your college town out in Lincoln, Nebraska, is that right?
Yep. My home base is in Lincoln, but, you know, I'm all over the place, and I am willing to travel. I think I'm going to try to come out to Buffalo Bills training camp this year, just because I haven't been out there since I unfortunately got traded away, and I always love the people of Buffalo. I love the Buffalo Bills. That's kind of, the Buffalo Bills is always going to be, Buffalo and Houston, the teams I'm going to be known for, because I played there the longest, 3-3, and then got 2 more years after Houston. But Buffalo's kind of like where I honed my craft and I was molded as a young player in the NFL.
Well, you came to the Bills. You came to a pretty good team, Jay. 1999 season, the last playoff season, by the way, for the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. But that defense, I mean, there were some big time players there: Bruce Smith, Ted Washington, Sam Cowart, Thomas. Yeah. You came to a pretty good defense when you arrived here in Buffalo.
I tell people, I always tell people in the draft process, two places I didn't want to go was Buffalo and Green Bay, just because I was so stupid thinking that I want to go to the NFL and party. And those are two teams that didn't interview me at the combine. Buffalo picked me because they said that they were surprised I was still there, and it was the best thing that could happen to me. It's a football town, football people, great fans, but then it was a great team where I got to learn from a year from not only Sam Cowart, but also they had John Hollisek there to be a pro. And then, unfortunately, Sam got hurt in my second year, and then I stepped in and played well, and the rest is history, where I got to start for the next 5 or 6 years in the NFL, something that probably when I got drafted, I don't think they were drafting a fifth-round pick to end up starting for 5 years. So it was great. We had great – I got to play with one Hall of Fame player in Bruce Smith, and another one probably arguably in Ted Washington, and you throw Pat Williams in there.
Yeah.
And Marcellus Wiley, Sam Cowart, John Hollisek, Sam Rogers, Gabe Northern, Keith Newman, Antoine Winfield, Nate Clemens. I mean, we were pretty good defense.
Yeah.
And we're a pretty good coaching staff. And it was a great, the worst thing, or the worst thing I can say, the organization was so well run. All the other teams that I either visited in free agency or went to, Houston was well run, but they could never compare to the Buffalo Bills the way Ralph Wilson and all the whole organization ran the team.
Wow, that's impressive that you say that. You know what game stands out to me, and I wonder if you have a memory of this game. It's not a real fond memory for me, but you mentioned Sam Cowart getting hurt. I believe that was at Tampa Bay. It was November. Yeah. And that game, Jay, do you remember that game? Sam Cowart got hurt. Sam Rogers got hurt. The Bills were still in the playoff hunt until that game, and it all sort of fell apart that day in Tampa. Wade Phillips was fired at the end of the year. John Butler left. It all fell apart after that Sunday afternoon in Tampa. Do you remember that game?
Yeah, I do. I do remember. I do remember the conversation I had with Henry Jones. He's like, you do not want our GM, John Butler, to leave and the coach to start getting fired. And I'm like, yeah, right. I'm a rookie. I'm just learning how to play. And I was just happy that I knew I was going to start for the rest of the season. And actually, even after that Tampa Bay game, we still were in the playoff hunt. You remember?
Yep.
We were still in the playoff hunt And then remember when we lost to Indianapolis?
Yep.
And we, you know, Wade said that he didn't think that we could win.
Monday night game.
If we'd have won that Indianapolis game, we would have still made the playoffs. And that's the funny thing about the NFL. You know, teams can lose three in a row and still get in. And that was when Indianapolis was already in the playoffs. And so it was, you know, that was my first experience of the business side of the NFL. And definitely wasn't the last. And it was just unfortunate because when you look at the players that we had, the young players, on the, and particularly on that defense, we could have really been like a Pittsburgh where you just would have seen guys be there for, you know, 6, 7, 8 years and really had a tradition there. But when new regime comes in with, I think Tom Donahoe came in as the GM, as a general manager, the culture changed and Greg Williams was the head coach and everything was different. And you know, nothing against those guys. I don't think Buffalo has recovered.
Nope.
And hopefully this is the year. I like Coach Marrone. I like his style. I like the players that they have. And I think this year, I think Buffalo's going to surprise a lot of people.
I hope you're right. Jay, what? How do you advance your broadcast career now? What do you plan on doing?
Well, I've know some people that I've reached out to before. And then so I have some feelers out there and some potential full-time gigs. And so we're just kind of, you know, in July, I think, when you kind of find out, and I'm waiting on my resume tape and send it out to whoever will watch it as long as I get feedback. And then also, I can go there and show them what I can do. So it doesn't really matter. I always tell people I will broadcast for food.
Yeah.
So I will be everywhere. If I come to camp, I can guarantee I'll be hitting you guys up and trying to get on and get as many reps. Because I know eventually is, you know, I keep improving every year. So eventually somebody's going to like what they see and I'll be able to get into it in some form or fashion. And not just football. You know, I'm a hockey fan and a soccer fan and a basketball fan. So I can do it all.
Hey, I'm going to take you up on that. We do radio shows every night from training camp at St. John Fisher. So when you show up, we'll definitely get you on the air.
Yeah, I will be there, and I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity.
Jay, it's great to talk with you. Good luck with this. We'll see you, I guess, in a couple of weeks at Bills training camp. Thanks for coming on with us tonight.
All right, thank you.
Jay Foreman, former Bills draft pick, played 3 years here, fifth-round pick in 1999. You heard some of his memories of those days. That was a solid defense. Are you kidding me? What a great defense. Ted Washington, Bruce Smith, Henry Jones, Holasek, Sam Cowart. They were good. They were real good, that defense in 1999 and for most of that 2000 season. And Jay just wrapped up his stint at NFL Broadcast Boot Camp last week at NFL Films.